Welcome to your multidimensional journey. I am Tracy Cambera, an intuitive soul coach, multidimensional guide, and divine channel. Today I'm going to discuss how equinoxes and solstices affect us on an individual human level and a collective societal level. We're also going to hear from the Solaran Council, which is the collective consciousness of our sun, whom I've been channeling for many, many years. So I'll start out by telling you, I have always seen, since I awakened 20 years ago, that the sun is our alarm clock. Okay? We program the sun. We have set it before our incarnation. Again, individually and collectively, we set the reminders for these particular energies to come down to the planet. I would say to bombard us, but bombard is a pretty tricky word there. So I will say that the sun is our alarm clock. When we have an equinox or a solstice or a solar flare or a coronal mass eruption, any kind of electromagnetic activity from the sun, when it hits Earth, when it hits humans, well, and animals and plants and rocks and everybody else. But today we'll discuss humans. You will see oftentimes, as you will tomorrow with this equinox, that equinoxes and eclipses and solstices do tend to affect pets also, do tend to affect animals. But today we're talking about humans. So getting back to the sun is our alarm clock. So when we set these reminders, we're telling the sun, blast us with this particular frequency, because at this time in our incarnation, in our human life, we want this event, like an equinox, to propel us to a higher frequency, to shift directions, to shift timelines, right? Jump into a different reality, a different timeline. Timelines are like pages in a book. We'll save that for a separate podcast, but oftentimes the sun will send out frequencies to do a timeline shift for humanity in general, but also individually for each human as we are choosing our own ascension. And oftentimes a person will be stuck in different patterns. The way we are programmed and trained will be stuck in those patterns. And so it becomes pretty important for the sun to send out these reminders, right? With solar flares, eclipses, solstices, etc., to send out a reminder, to send out that particular frequency to help us jump into a higher timeline. Because if we're stuck in patterns and we are trying to release them, trying to move up, well, we're not going to move up unless we get a good frequency blast. So that frequency blast shows us, hey, come over here. Hey, absorb this and you can reach this level, which means that we complete certain patterns, certain connections, certain relationships. That's why astrology will tell us that this is a big time for relationship ending or moving or any other major event, because the frequency that the sun sends out for any particular event is telling us, okay, this is the frequency of ending that relationship or starting a new relationship or something else, so that we have the opportunity to absorb this frequency in order to make a life change. So understand that these are soul contracts that each one of our souls has programmed pre-incarnationally. Remember, as souls are getting ready to incarnate and they're doing a particular blueprint, right? A human life blueprint. They are picking the major events to make soul contracts out of them. And these major events can be a marriage, a death, giving birth, or it could be simply a conversation that you overheard at the coffee shop. That could be a major soul contract. You don't even know that person that was speaking, but what they said really triggered something in you. And you ended up doing a massive up level due to that information. So soul contracts come in a lot of shapes and forms. And as our soul sets up this human blueprint, sets up these contracts, our souls interact with the sun and say, okay, at this equinox, at this solstice, at this set of solar flares, I wish for you to send me these particular frequencies, this band of frequencies, so that I can, in essence, wake up out of the behavior or the patterns that I'm living. So equinoxes and solstices are very important. You could even say very crucial times of change and shifting and up-leveling. Now, can you deny it? Can you ignore it? Can you decide on a human brain level, your regular consciousness, not your multidimensional consciousness, on that level to not interact with this frequency propelling energy? Yeah, you could. We all have a degree of free will. While our soul will only let us get so far down a path before they're like, hey, you're really off base, time to get back. I always think of that retractable dog leash or toddler leash. And because a soul doesn't participate in time, but the human does, it could be 2 hours, 2 days, 2 years, 2 decades. But when the soul decides that they are complete with an experience or that you are too far off the path, they will yank you back. So, yes, you have the ability to deny the information and frequency coming through an equinox or solstice, but I will tell you, I've seen this time and time again for decades. While you can deny it, it will come back round again. What you deny on the equinox will come through the solstice, and what you deny for 2 years will come through more strongly later. It's what they call learning the easy way or the hard way. So I always practice, because I am a hard way learner, so I always practice now when something's happening, I practice surrender. I practice vulnerability. I surrender to it. What are you trying to show me? And belief and faith and trust. If my soul is trying to show me something, I trust it is for my growth, for my up-leveling, for my frequency rising. So it's a good thing. And I welcome it. So I completely surrender to it. Now, that doesn't mean I love it, because remember the old adage, break down to break through. So I personally would like to avoid all breakdowns and just have beautiful, wonderful breakthroughs. And I'm sure you would too. So in order to avoid the breakdown that can come with these frequency blasts of an equinox or solstice, that requires surrender. That requires acceptance, right? That requires the faith and trust that the blast you're getting is purposeful. There's a beautiful divine reason behind it. Trust that your soul knows best, even though they're, shall we say, up there and we're in the body, we're experiencing it. I always joke, souls are sitting around in heaven going, okay, let's eat chili cheese dogs and then ride the roller coaster, because that sounds like a fun experience. And then we get into human form and do it, and we're like, what the heck were you thinking? I'm going to hurl. This is awful. So yeah, it all sounds good on the other side, because there's no fear. There's no time or space. It's all love. So everything sounds like a great experience. So remember, our soul is programming the sun with these frequency blasts to keep us on track in our experiences, in our soul experience, the soul mission, the soul life, the soul life path. And what sounds great to a soul doesn't always sound great to a human, because we're here at the vehicle. We are in the vehicle. We are the vehicle. We just aren't the driver. The soul is. So having the sun programmed as a reminder during each one of these times is a guarantee that every equinox, every eclipse, every solstice, and other solar events, that reminder is going to be a major frequency blast that is going to change our trajectory, change our life. It can be a good thing. It can be a not so good thing. That's up to you. Again, let's go back to faith and trust. If you believe that your soul has your best interest at heart, that the universe has your back and wants you to excel, wants you to be the happiest, the healthiest, and the most abundant, then you're telling your brain, hey, this is good for me. I asked for this. I want this. This is good for me. So again, surrender, accept, believe it's the best for you. Even if it does get rocky or unpleasant or chaotic, you step back, you take a few deep breaths, and you go, okay, I may not like this in the moment. This may not be feeling very good, but I know that I can easily get through this. I have all the support in the universe. My guides, my angels, my soul, the archangels, everybody's rooting for me. So I can get through this. I am making this as easy as can be. One of the things I do when we're having major solar activity or any kind of event that I recognize as a breakthrough moment, I practice nothing to see here. Everything's good. It's all cool. So I imagine I'm telling my soul, nothing to see here. Yeah, I'm just flowing right with this. This is a great breakthrough because I have this imagining that if I let my soul know that this is a huge deal, like, oh my God, this hurts so much, or this is so ridiculous, or why are we doing this? If I throw a fit in any way, and even though I've been intuitive for decades and I channel for a living, I'm still human. I can still throw tantrums. I can still get really ticked off about stuff. So when I have a major reaction to a situation or an event, I always picture my soul as like rubbing their hands together, right? Even though they don't have hands because they're a sphere of energy. They're rubbing their hands together going, oh, look at her reaction. Yeah. Oh, we're getting an experience out of this. So again, what we focus on continues. So if I'm showing my soul a major reaction, my soul's going to continue the experience. Because remember, they're pure love. This is a fabulous experience, even though I'm down here on earth screaming about it. Okay? So I practice, hey, nothing to see here, boys. We're good. It's all cool. I'm just flowing right through with this. And that's the surrender and the acceptance. I'm telling my brain, this is no big deal. We got this. Let's just keep rolling. I'm going to keep on keeping on. And by doing that, my brain's like, oh, okay, it's no big deal. And my soul's like, oh, yeah, no big deal, no reaction. Let's keep rolling. Okay? Now, the benefit of doing the surrender and the acceptance obviously is partly to not continue or prolong an unpleasant experience, but the major benefit is you got a quantum leap. You got an up level. This year, 2024, is a huge quantum leap year. It's funny that it is a leap year, but so many of my clients, I am seeing 4, 5, 6, 7 quantum leaps this year. And remember, there are multiple timelines and we are constantly shifting timelines. So very, very few things are written in stone. Maybe your exit point. Usually those are unchangeable when you leave the planet. But otherwise, you are controlling your timelines. You are controlling your events, which means you can do them the hard way or the easy way, right? The benefit is when you do it the easy way, when you surrender and accept what's happening and tell your brain and tell the universe, yeah, I know, universe, you got my back. This is fabulous. We're getting somewhere with this. Let's roll. Then you're going to end up in a quantum leap, in an up level. And once you do up level, you look around and you're like, yeah, this is more like it. Meaning, you started a new relationship, you got a new job, you moved into more abundance, or releasing things, releasing relationships. I had a client just the other day who's been working on releasing family relationships. Let's just say right here that just because you are blood related, genetic related to other people, that is not the universal definition of family. That definition of family from the universe, from our collective consciousness, is the relationship with those beings of the highest love and support. So if you wouldn't let a stranger treat you that way, don't let your family treat you that way. So she is releasing her family relationships, which has been very difficult for her, but she's breathing through it and doing it. And as she's letting go and disentangling herself from her family, she's finding that she has more happiness in life. She has more free time. So she started more hobbies. She's met with more people. She's getting more friends. It creates a vacuum for other people with more love and support within their field to come into yours, whether it's letting go or calling in. The equinox and solstice energy, including eclipses, bring in big changes so that we can continue to up-level and to have quantum leaps on this journey of ascension. Let's see what the Solaran Council has to say about this equinox coming up tomorrow. Oh, welcome to all of you. Yes, tomorrow is a beautiful big day with an equinox, but we will tell you that in a week's time, your lunar eclipse will be an even more prominent energy release activity period. And you have one more eclipse after that on your April 8th or 9th. Which will be even bigger. Consider these the stairs. You are taking the stairs up to the penthouse of your life. So this equinox sets the stage for you to create the space within yourself, the energetic availability to call in the higher frequencies. And this eclipse following the equinox will bring in much more change. A precursor, we will say, while it is prominent change, it is a precursor to the major, major change in your April solar eclipse. And after that, you have the summer solstice. We will tell you your year is divided in half. At the time of your summer solstice in the northern hemisphere, winter solstice in the southern hemisphere on your beautiful planet of Earth, at the time of this solstice, you will find that life makes a dramatic change for you. So you are taking the steps, changing one step at a time or one quantum leap at a time. But the equinox to the eclipse, to the eclipse, to the solstice are grand steps of change in your life. So we would suggest to you, welcome them in. Ask your soul, ask the universe, ask us. We are always with you. We are always available to you. Ask, how can you process the energy of this beautiful solar event? And yes, a lunar eclipse is still guided by the sun. It is still a solar event. So ask, how can I take the energy? How can I utilize the energy from this solar event to uplevel my life? This is what I'm focused on. And you may list it, a relationship, a job, a move, whatever is your primary objective, your primary goal in the moment. And if you want to list a primary goal, a secondary and a tertiary goal, we say go for it. We have the ability to blast all of your goals into fruition. So list your goals and say, how? Show me how I can use this solar activity, this major event, to propel this goal into fruition. And then pay attention to the answer. Pay attention to the feelings. Allow yourself to be guided. For we are always guiding you. Your soul is always guiding you. The universal field is always supporting you. Ask and you shall receive. So use this energy of the equinox and the two eclipses and finally the solstice in several months of your time to propel you to a new level of being. for it is waiting for you, it is available to you, and it is within your reach. We love you, and we are always here for you. Okay, I don't know that I could add anything to that. So we will end here with the exercise of set your goals for tomorrow's equinox. Decide how you'd like to up level, meaning what areas. Decide what areas of life that you'd like to focus your expanding energy on. Call them in, invite them in. Surrender and accept the intense solar activity in tomorrow's equinox and use it to propel you in your ascension journey.